Hello, Andrew.
Hey,
Andrew, you're on speakerphone.
am
Okay.
I
Oh, man.
Okay, so welcome to a round of applause with Travis and Andrew. We are recording today. Basically, we've recorded zero times in the same place.
We did two in my living room.
Two in your living
but
room.
Yeah, other than that, we're on tour, a new place every time.
Yep.
And now we're in a real...
I think we're
this
in...
This is the big time.
By
I
far
think this
the
is
most
the big time.
Deluxe place I've ever seen.
I know, I've never even
There's
been.
A piano that is a dinosaur. But big thanks to our friend Sasha for hooking us up with the most insane
thanks a lot. This is
place.
Awesome.
Yep.
Check out those bongos.
Check out the bongos in this place. Oh, shit. All right. So let's go straight away to the apologies section.
Oh, my goodness. Where do we
start?
We
have a lot to atone for.
Wow.
It's more of a confession, I guess, technically, because there's a lot of shit I need to get off my chest. I guess obviously, and this is pretty much the mirror image of my apology from last time, but I'm sorry it took so long to edit episode 3.
The mirror image would be apologizing for it not taking enough time. That's just a repeat, not a mirror image.
Basically, I don't know, it just became one of these things where it took so long to edit. And then I just really didn't feel like editing it.
Yeah.
And you did a great job of editing it first, and then I just kind of let the files sit there. So I'm gonna. This one's on me. The auto pen. Oh man.
Oh, that's right.
The auto
I read
pen.
So much about the auto pen.
It
was invented by Bugs Bunny.
It was yeah,
you,
definitely
Andrew was
invented
right about
by
that.
Bugs Bunny. So I'm not apologizing for that. But it turns out Donald Rumsfeld used an auto pen to sign letters to the family of people killed in action. That's classic.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, so we
I
nailed auto
thought.
Pen, so we're not apologizing for anything about
right,
auto
yeah,
pen.
Right, yeah, we're right. It was invented by Thomas Jefferson. I'm recording this by auto pen right now.
You're killing me, Travis. All right, so that's so do you want to apologize for this now? For just
yeah,
saying
I
what
apologize
you
for everything I just said.
Time for Travis News.
Andrew seems a little testy today. I don't know why.
I'm hot. It's hot enough for me today. Travis News.
All right.
So wait. Again, before, because we just have to decide. It's still. What if we got a different band to cover the no homo part of Lollipop for you?
Sure.
Every,
no, that would be great.
Week.
That would be great. It's just my favorite part of a song.
No homo. I see. She's so sweet. I wanna lick the rapper. She said I wanna lick the rap.
That was a good fade.
Speaking of a good fade, I need a haircut really bad.
Oh man, I got an awesome haircut.
Did you ever know me when I had a fade? Chinese fade. The old Chinese fade. I'm sorry. Alright, Travis News.
I don't, that sounds like a sexual thing.
Oh, you almost made me choke on my iced coffee.
Like, oh, I gotta apologize. You know, the old Chinese fade always kicks in.
No, the Chinese fade is like, that's just when it gets so hot in China that instead of taking a siesta, because everyone's still working so hard in the coal mines or, you know, throwing out dissidents, you get a little sleepy. And nationwide, that's called the Chinese fade.
That makes sense.
All right, go ahead. Travis News.
Travis News. Well, I went camping recently. Well, the first day we were there, it was literally sweater beach. It was freezing.
All right, so I see you've written seagull down.
Oh, the seagulls were really bad. We were grilling sausages for lunch.
No problem.
And a seagull came down and grabbed an entire Italian sausage off of the grill. And flew away with it and ate it. And I was reading this book about like the history of psychiatry, I guess. It was like all about Freud and stuff. And
sure.
I was like,
yep.
It was like Sarah was supposed to be
who?
My partner was supposed to be guarding the grill, and then The seagull came down and stole my sausage, and it was very...
The minions of mighty Neptune steal your sausage.
Yeah. My other news is that...
Oh, yeah.
I'm moving. I'm going to a new apartment.
Oh, that's right.
In Crown Heights. But my partner and I were talking about where we wanted to move to, and one of the things we're planning to do is get a dog. And I pointed out that it might be good to live in a more diverse neighborhood than where we live now, because then our dog would be used to lots of different people, as opposed to just being used to, like, babies and nannies, as they would be in Cobble Hill.
And why would you want your dog to be exposed to multiple kinds of people?
Because this is a real thing, and if you look at dog books, they'll tell you to try and introduce your dog to people of different races, because they will grow up racist if they think that all people are white or black or something, and then they see someone who is different, they'll freak out. I mean, the same thing applies to, you should expose your dog to kids when they're little, otherwise they'll freak out when they see kids. So
and ham. So you looked this up independently, because our friend Peter, who I knew in high school, had a racist dog, basically. It's something I never put together, but he was always like he had this little like terrier or something called Spats, and like nominally the calmest dog.
Uh-huh.
You know, good old, everyone's like, good old relaxed Spats. And when I would visit, like before I had turned off the ignition in his driveway, I could hear the dog like flipping out inside the house. And, like, his mom would have to, like, take it away. It was just, like, barking, barking, barking the whole time. And I just realized it's because, like, recently I realized it's because he had a racist dog.
Yeah, seriously. You've probably never seen
like, what
an
is this
Asian
monster?
Person before.
But also it happened because I was in the park the other day. And, like, I live in kind of, like, this yuppie part of Brooklyn. And this couple had a racist dog. And it was so... The thing is, it's so... amazing, because it's like, it's so embarrassing to the racist dog owner.
Yeah,
but there's not a thing they can do. It's like
you either expose them to people when they're puppies, or you're stuck with a racist dog. And it's awesome because it's so, I feel like it, you know, it totally belies like whatever values a person claims to hold. Like, if they raise a racist dog, it's not like they can lie and be like, oh no, we have tons of friends of all races. That's weird. I guess the dog just didn't notice that. Like, no, the dog is living proof of the life you actually lead.
Oh, man. All right. So this episode goes out to all my racist dogs.
And all your racist dogs, racist dogs.
Well.
Yeah, so that's all my news, I think.
Hey, I gotta slow down. Yeah, I got a t-shirt. I was home in Michigan, and I got a t-shirt from the laser tag place by the mall called the Zap Zone. So I'm wearing my Zap Zone shirt right now, everyone. I'm just going to go on a limb and say www.zapzone.com, but who knows.
Yeah, that's why the zaps are coming hard and fast here. Oof. In the studio today. Yeah. Zap, zap, zap.
Zap, zap, zap. So Andrew News, my Andrew News theme song tragically was lost in a hard drive crash.
You could sample it from an older episode.
Nope, that technology does not exist.
We can't afford the royalties.
That's so. Why you're a Nazi sympathizer.
No.
Why the Nazis? Then why are you a Nazi sympathizer? Okay. All right. I was out of town like a million times. I went to LA for work, where I rode a Segway.
Wow.
The Segway riding was great, actually, because if you go to the site, you can see me do it, but it's me and my coworker Shaw, and so we rented Segways on in like Venice Beach, basically, and because it was a rental, we had to sign this whole long thing, and then they were like, oh, and one more thing, you have to wear these helmets. The thing about Segways, it turns out, is that, like, 1 hour of Segway riding time is, like, 56 minutes too much Segway time.
Oh, yeah?
It's like, you're on it, and you're like, oh, I'm leaning, oh, and then you're like, I am so fucking done.
Yeah.
So we anyway, but you know, we had the time, so we made that little video and we rode around in our insane helmets. Surprisingly few people yelled faggot at us.
Really?
Like a very, very surprisingly small number of people.
Were there actually people who did that?
Yes. Of course. So that was LA.
Yeah.
Then I went to Seattle for a wedding, your hometown.
Yeah. Andrew bought me back a salmon.
Oh, that's right. I got you back.
For my birthday.
Yeah.
It was really nice. That's still in the fridge. We have to eat it. I should have brought
it. We should be eating that salmon right now. Yeah.
It would smell like salmon. We would get salmon everywhere. It would smell like salmon. Delicious sockeye salmon.
Is it Well, that's the thing, we go normally at your house, it just always smells like salmon anyway. So I think if you'd had the salmon here, we could smear it all over the studio walls.
Just so I feel comfortable.
We'd feel a lot more comfortable. Because yeah. You seem tense right now.
Really?
Do you want a back rub?
Oh, that feels so good.
Yeah, do you want a back rub?
That's really nice.
And then I came back here, and then I took a road trip to Chicago.
Wow.
For another wedding.
Wow.
And en route to Chicago, I stopped at a thrift store, and I got my Zap Zone shirt.
Yeah,
I learned how to drive stick shift.
Yeah.
I drove your car to Chicago.
It was so... Andrew came to pick up my car. He showed up. He's like, I've been reading about driving stick on the internet all day. I'm so ready. I was like, okay, good luck. And he just... I watched him stall, and then I just went downstairs. But I guess when I came up, you were gone, so I guess...
Yeah, I got out, and it took me 3.5 hours, but I did it.
That's fun, right?
I did it. Yep. So that's Andrew News.
Do you ever just go to the bar and just talk about different stuff? Oh, also, when I was looking for apartments and trying to decide between different neighborhoods and stuff in Brooklyn, I found a web board, and there's this whole story where someone was like, oh shit, I just saw this huge drug deal go down. This guy dropped a bag out of his window and the other person picked it up and they opened up, it was a backpack and it was full of all these Ziploc bags of white powder. It was in broad daylight. And everyone was like, oh my God, did you call the police? That sounds like tens of thousands of dollars of drugs. That's really scary. And then it turned out that this guy who sells rat poison out of his apartment, to people in the neighborhood. And that he's just an old man, so instead of walking down, they just yell up at him, and he tosses rat poison out, and someone's it was 15 messages into this thread, all these people talking about this drug dealer who must be paying off the cops so he's not arrested and can do this in broad daylight. So I was like, oh no, that's just the guy who sells rat poison. Everyone's like, wait, are you serious? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How is that legal?
All right, I'm gonna see if this thing works.
Don't touch that, Andrew.
I think it's working.
Okay. Drink of the week?
Yeah, drink of the week.
All right, I have one. This is the first week I've come prepared with a drink of the week.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Oh.
Sorry.
My drink of the week is McDonald's 99-cent sweet tea.
Oh, God.
Which I had on my road trip, and it's the best thing I've ever had. It's 99 cents, and it's 28 ounces of just sugar water. It tastes exactly like taking a whole sugar packet in your mouth and nothing else.
Wow.
And so the best thing about McDonald's sweet tea is the first time I got it, I was in the drive-thru at McDonald's. And let me preface this story by saying I tried to explain this story once already and I was like, it flopped so hard and it flopped so hard. Anyway.
Uh-huh. So
I went through the drive-thru at McDonald's and McDonald's has this new thing where they are selling
that
sweet
same
tea.
Billboard,
a background graphic on the actual wrappers that go around the canister of sweet tea.
Canister?
Right, okay, sorry. They use the same seam as facing out. So,
together,
a skull, basically.
It's like a Rorschach
test. It's two symmetrical sides, and there's just all these patterns of horrifying skulls that are just facing out on the drive-thru. Literally scared the shit out of me.
You went for sweet tea at 3 a.m?
I was a little drunk. So yeah, that's my drink of the week, McDonald's sweet tea. Do you have a drink of the week?
My drink of the week.
You've had literally never. 2 months to drink something.
Yeah, my drink of the week is never, it's never funny.
Okay, you know that I just told an insane story about how I was so drunk I saw skulls in the drive-thru at McDonald's, right? You aware of that?
That's true, that's true.
Did you just hear that part happen? You might not have remembered.
Oh, I know what my drink of the week is. Wine. Real wine.
Oh, shit.
None of that fake stuff.
Oh, man. Travis and I went to dinner the other day, and we went to a BYOB place.
So we each bead a bee.
Yep, and for some reason we started talking about how, what if, like, red wine and white wine were somehow campaigning against each other?
Yeah, like, basically, instead of just convincing people to drink, like, your brand of wine or, like, drink wine instead of other beverages, like, wine producers were mainly concerned with getting you to drink red wine instead of white wine.
Or white wine instead of red
right,
wine.
Right, yeah, so they would have...
I mean, white wine is just the purest wine. It's just, it's so beautiful. It doesn't have, it's not, like, dirty... Like red wine is, you know?
That's completely untrue. Red wine is real, and it's good. And white wine is weak, and it's whack.
Yeah, what's white and whiny?
Wine.
Your mama. Oh, man. Actually, yeah, this week, I got nominated for an Emmy. Oh, yeah. I kind of technically got nominated for an Emmy for this thing I did at work. And as a consequence of that, I decided that it would be okay for me to watch R to X-rated rap videos. it was because this blogger linked to a bunch of, like, X-rated rap videos, and so I decided, that's fine, I can watch these here. So I watched, like, an excerpt from Doggy Style, Snoop Dogg's video, and then, like, this awesome Exhibit video that... straight up has like a blowjob in the middle of it. Anyway, this video is amazing. It's like Snoop Dogg and Exhibit are in, it's like shot with like a handy cam, and they're like, wow. They're like talking about how pimp their house is and how awesome the lifestyle is, and then there's this one shot of these guys playing video games, and it's just like they're just playing video games and there's like a party going on, and then it like pulls the shot pulls out and it's revealed that both of them are getting blowjobs. Uh-huh. And it's so weird because they're like playing like, you know, like NBA Jam or whatever from like whatever was popular when Doggy Style came out. And they're just getting their dicks sucked.
Super Mario 2.
Yeah, it's really, it's amazing. And they're like, it's so gratuitous and insane. And then it's just back to Snoop Dogg. It's amazing.
And so you got an Emmy. You got nominated for an Emmy for watching porn in your office.
Well, porn rap videos, which are more funny than porny.
More funny than porny? Bumper sticker?
Okay, so can we finally talk about my restaurant?
Yes.
So we had this idea for a restaurant, and this is the note. This is the exact note that I wrote down when we came up with this. Hummingbird Heaven / Hell Restaurant. And I think...
Which speaks for itself. Yeah, like, that's all you need to know.
Kind of explains it. It's, I think we were talking about this as, like, the most decadent possible restaurant, wherein it's a restaurant that just serves you a live hummingbird, and you're, like, you're suspended in a huge human-sized bird cage in a big, like, room, like a huge banquet hall that has lots of other diners in hummingbird in bird cages, and the ceiling of the place is painted like bright blue, like a sky. I would think it has fake clouds in it or something.
Yeah
and like angels or something, so that's heaven. And then the floor, so you're suspended from a hummingbird cage, like they wheel you over there, you have to like climb up a ladder or something and get in the cage, but below that there's a grate on the floor, and then below that there's like a little diorama of hell, and so they serve you a live hummingbird and you can either eat it or set it free, and if you set it free it goes and flies around heaven, and if you eat it then you have to spit the bones down into hummingbird hell.
Oh, I thought you just like broke its neck and threw it down into hell and they cooked it for you and then brought it back. But you kill it and eat it live? Raw?
Yeah, right? That's how hummingbirds taste best. So our actual number one fan, my friend Jason, sent us a list of the gayest moments from episode 3. So here is his list of the gayest moments and the straightest moments from episode 3. Gayest moment, when Travis says he's going to get a stimulus package from George Bush.
Yeah.
Pretty gay. That was pretty gay. When Travis says that's what it would take to get me to the polls.
I like that. Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
When Andrew challenges Travis's understanding of an opera.
I don't think that's gay.
Yeah, that's not gay. Arguing about opera. First of all, I don't know dick about opera. I let the people of Wikipedia.
Andrew has a book coming out called I Don't Know Dick About Opera. It's like kind of
it's a series.
Beginner's guide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like my series of Don't Know Dick About Opera. Don't Know Dick About Geometry.
Oh, I was just thinking like I Don't Know Dick About Opera, and like there's one for each opera, and it's just like it's like a Cliff's Notes for like, you know, for right. the Magic Flute.
Yeah.
Or
Don't Know Dick About the Magic Flute. Yes. Not gay. Yeah. I don't know dick about the magic
yeah,
flute.
Yeah, knowing dick is gayer.
I think.
Or you could be a doctor. Could be a.
If. And then another gayest moment when Andrew uses the word slacks, and the straightest moment of episode 3 is Jason's interview.
Yeah.
Which I cannot argue with at all.
That was a really good interview. He was a good.
Actually, all of our interviews have been really good.
Anytime we're not talking.
It's amazing, yeah.
It's really good.
Especially when your mom was on.
I love, wow.
That was great.
Always. Before I went camping and before Andrew went on all of his trips, we did a little brief recording session, and part of that was calling Peter on speakerphone.
Is it? How's my levels here? Might not pick up. So we're outside. We're recording the you're on speaker.
Hello?
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're on speakerphone.
You're on speakerphone.
Oh, hey guys. How are you doing?
Good. We're outside.
You're outside and on speakerphone.
No, yeah. You're on speakerphone and we're outside.
And we're also on speakerphone.
You're on speakerphone.
No, you're on speakerphone.
So, kind of. We're all outside.
Yeah.
You're definitely on speakerphone.
It sounds like you're right outside with us.
Yeah.
Talking to us right here on the porch.
Nice.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Welcome back.
You just got back from a wedding. It's wedding season.
It's wedding season. Congratulations.
Oh, no, not my wedding. It was someone else's wedding.
Oh.
Well, good job.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I just steered clear of getting married. It was close.
Dodged another bullet, eh?
Always wrap it up.
Always wrap it up, by the way.
Wait, wrap what up?
Your penis. In a condom.
Andy, we're outside. You can't...
at the wedding?
Did you wear protection during the ceremony?
It's part of the tux, right? It's just traditionally... you want to see...
I guess so. I mean... Yeah, not my tux, but a different one, maybe, I don't know.
So what happened, anything fun happened during the
wedding? What did the bride wear? Was she beautiful?
yes, she looked amazing.
Wow.
And very married, too.
A fairy tale wedding, right?
Indeed.
Happily ever after.
Hopefully, that's wow. the idea, I think.
What a fairy tale.
Will you stop saying fairy tale?
It's really an American tale.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, please shut up. Oh, man, did anything fun happen? So did anything fun happen at the wedding or during the wedding party or whatnot?
Probably. Well, the wedding was, it was at a farmhouse. It was at the bride's grandparents' farmhouse in central Indiana.
Sure.
Wow.
And it was just a typical sort of farm wedding, I guess. I've never been to a farmhouse wedding. It was
is that is that a slang for a Klan rally or something? Farmhouse wedding? Are you trying to say it was pretty white?
Yeah, everyone wore white, you know? I mean,
the bride
like
wore
the wedding,
white.
Like any wedding you've ever been to.
Awesome. Awesome.
I did receive a text message after the wedding. I found out that my beard actually basically the bride's grandfather thought that I was like a terrorist because I have a big beard.
The palest terrorist.
He didn't think you looked like a terrorist because of your keffiyeh or your AK?
No, apparently it was mainly the beard.
Just the beard.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because we think the beard makes you look like a white supremacist, which is weird. It's like almost the exact opposite.
Is that a white supremacist thing?
Yeah, he's got that mountain man beard.
No, the pointy hat made me, well, that's different. It was different.
So, do you have any message for the podcast listeners?
Wait, do you guys actually have podcast listeners?
All right, well, thanks a lot. You really sounded clear. I think
thanks for being on speakerphone.
Yeah, welcome, or thank you.
Welcome
and,
back.
And you're welcome, and welcome back.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, later, bro.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right. So, yeah, I do think we're dragging this out because it's like, we don't ever want to leave here.
It's so
I'm
awesome.
Sitting on the most comfortable chair.
Seriously.
There's like a stoned Pianosaurus looking at me.
Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, Pianosaurus. How's it going, dude?
Pretty good, Andrew.
That's how they talk. So I think Travis, Sasha, and Pianosaurus, and everyone who's listened this far deserves a round of applause.
Yeah, I think so.
Yay. Oh, thanks everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, next week.
Definitely.
On the dot.
We'll be late. Even by a second.
All right.
All right.